G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to my audio review of the 2020 Christmas slasher comedy horror film, The Mean One, which was directed by Stephen Lamont, written by Flip Cobbler and Finn Cobbler from a story by Stephen Lamont. And this film stars David Howard Thornton, Crystal Martin, Chase Mullins, John Bigham, Eric Baker, Flip Cobbler, and Amy Shoemaker. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is in a sleepy mountain town, Cindy's parents are murdered and her Christmas is stolen by a bloodthirsty green figure in a red Santa suit. Now, before I go into my thoughts on the film, I think I need to address the big elephant in the room. One of the main reasons this film has been given quite the attention as of late, especially in the horror community, because it basically is a horror retelling of the Dr. Seuss story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Of course, it's more of an unauthorized kind of parody of the story. So a lot of the aesthetics that we know from the story itself, and as well as the classic animated special, and as well as the 2000 film starring Jim Carrey, are kind of referenced in this take on the story. So I was very curious to see how this film would turn out, because even though it's a kind of an unauthorized horror retelling of the story, you know, I was kind of curious to see how the filmmakers were going to kind of weave themselves around the original story, like having all the elements that that story is best known for, while I guess not having the more famous aspects from the story as well, without, you know, infringing on copyright. So I was very kind of curious to see how director Steve Lamont and his writers, Finn and Flip Cobbler, would approach that. So when I sat down to watch it, I'm pretty much going to sum it up right away from the very beginning. This movie is exactly as I expected it to be. But at the same time, though, like, I know a lot of people have been very harsh on the film, and I can definitely understand the reasoning why that is. But I got to admit, though, even though I'm kind of mixed on the film overall, I still found it quite enjoyable in some aspects. For me, it was interesting to kind of see how director Steve Lamont and the screenwriters, like I said, kind of just were able to do this kind of retelling of the classic story without kind of copying exactly everything. Like, all there is a narrator here who's voiced by Christopher Sanders, and it's very much very similar in the vein of even Anthony Hopkins' narration in the 2000 film. But of course, none of the dialogue that is mentioned is taken from the book. However, the writers create their own rhyming dialogue for the narration, which I actually thought was quite clever. Aesthetically, even the makeup design for the Mean One, who's a parody of the Grinch, does look very similar to the makeup style that Rick Baker did for Jim Carrey's take on the Grinch in the 2000 film. So I enjoyed the fact that they were kind of able to kind of replicate it here as well, but doing it in their own way. So again, it doesn't look exactly the same. But overall, like, it's a pretty interesting film. Like, it does suffer from some aspects that I feel like could have easily have elevated it more to be kind of this one-joke parody. First of all, before we actually see the full look of the Mean One, every time he does attack people throughout the course of the first half of the film, it's shot in a very sort of handheld, quick-cut, shaky style, which I will admit was a rather annoying, especially when you're trying to see exactly what's going on. But luckily, Lamont dials that down as the film progresses, and once we see more of the Mean One in his full form. But sometimes he does resort to doing that, which again kind of ruins some of the kills and war and the big set pieces of the film, because again, by having it in there, it just makes it more distracting rather than involving. And of course, like, some of the performances from the cast are kind of a mixed bag. You got some pretty decent ones. Like, I enjoyed Crystal Martin's performance as Cindy, and I thought she did a pretty solid job for the film, and I loved her transformation from being a victim to this kind of Sarah Connor, Ellen Ripley style heroine in the third act of the film. And most of the supporting cast, I thought, were pretty decent for what they did, and you could clearly tell that everyone knew exactly what type of film they were in, and they were just going for it. I think the movie, even though, yeah, some of the kill scenes were a little distracting in terms of how the shaky cam is used, but for most part, I think the movie does look pretty solid for a independent film. But Lamont manages to make, I guess I would imagine, a very small budget and make the film much more bigger than it would be. It's still, again, it's just interesting to kind of see how the filmmakers kind of weave the story of how the Grinch stole Christmas within the narrative. So in an interesting way, like this story, how it kind of picks up, it's almost like being an alternative timeline to the ending of the original story, where let's just say instead of the Grinch, or the V1, I should say, becoming a good character in the end and learning the error of his ways and embracing Christmas and joy, something goes wrong and then he becomes a bloodthirsty monster who kills anyone who celebrates Christmas. So I thought that was quite enjoyable. And like I said, there are some pretty good set pieces in here, but definitely without a doubt, the best set piece for me in particular is the diner scene. I don't want to ruin what happens in this scene, but let's just say it's definitely the high point of the whole film. But of course, another big high point, of course, is David Howard Thornton, who plays the role of the mean one. Now, for most of you out there, a lot of you would know Thornton as Art the Clown from the Terrifier films. And I was kind of curious to see how his performance would be different from Art the Clown. Like, for most part, this is very much a silent performance, as Art the Clown is, but he definitely brings something different to the physicality and the body language of the character. Like, you can definitely tell that he really did his homework and looked at how the original Grinch moved in the animated special, and as well as how Jim Carrey did with his physical performance of the character in the live action film. So you can definitely see how he embraces the cartoonish nature of the character. And he's very silly, he's very over the top, but you can definitely tell Thornton is having an absolute blast in the role. As somebody who enjoys a lot of slasher films, this film definitely revels in the tropes of the genre, but giving it kind of that little Dr. Seuss style twist. At the same time, though, as even though I think the movie is pretty clever in terms of how it approaches the story, there are some aspects I kind of wish the film dived into a little bit more, and also the kind of the conspiracy theory that's going on at the heart of the story, which I won't spoil because, you know, that's a big part of the film. I kind of wish the film dived into that a little bit more. Overall, I thought it was a pretty decent film for what it is. Like, it's not a great slasher film by any means, but it is an interesting novelty of a film that I guess I could see some people's criticism saying, like, it could easily have just been a sketch or a short film rather than a feature, because, you know, they have to expand upon the story to kind of give it that feature length. So at times the film can be a little sluggish in terms of its story. But for most part, I thought it was quite enjoyable for what it is. Like, it's not a good film by any means, but it's still a reasonably enjoyable one. So if I had to give this film a rating, I'd give it about a 2.5 out of 5. Like, yeah, it's not quite as good as it could have been, but it's definitely not as bad as some have said. But I can definitely understand the viewpoints there. But for most part, I think for what it is, as this kind of silly, unauthorized parody of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, but done as a slasher film, I thought it was pretty reasonably enjoyable, nonetheless. So the film is now available for on VOD, DVD, and Blu-ray in the US, and it will be released on DVD in Australia very soon. So definitely, if you're curious to check it out, definitely do so. I'll be kind of curious to hear what you all think. So, yep, that is the end of my audio review of the meme one. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and I'll see you all next time. See you, everyone. Bye.